Settle in, everybody. Throw It in the Ocean podcast is back for a Saturday afternoon edition of our regularly scheduled podcast. Yost, how we doing?
Great, man. I am polishing off a 1.25 liter of flat Mountain Dew.
Flat? Specifically flat?
Yeah, it's been sitting down in the studio for a while. The maids hadn't got to this wing of the house yet, so.
Yeah, that's only cleaned on Wednesdays.
Yeah, yep. So yeah. So I'm just polishing off this Mountain Dew, getting the vibe right.
That's good. I'm glad. So we got we left a lot of stuff to get into on future podcasts. So we got plenty to talk about again today, which I can't wait to get into. So I say we do it. And let me give a quick shout out to today's podcast sponsor, though. Today's episode is brought to you by the classic car dealer, LeBron's LeBarons, in partnership with Mr. John Voight.
Nice. George Costanza.
Yeah, a little Seinfeld reference for you.
I've been watching some Seinfeld again recently.
That's such a good show.
Apparently it's going to Netflix because they lost Friends and The Office. And so they're looking for another big one. So
they need it.
Dude, have you checked out Peacock?
Nope.
Dude, it's good.
Is it?
It's really good, man. Like, you can't watch for the free version gives you so much stuff to watch, and you get a commercial here and there. But like, you can watch like 1 through 5 of The Office, you know, and then if you do premium, and then it's good. It's good. Shout out to Peacock. Shout out to HBO Max, though. They're better.
Well, that's something we can just jump right into.
Yeah, because I literally just watched a new movie last night. So,
and we're going to get into movies as well because I have a movie to talk about. But big news of the day.
Okay.
The Mattson household has got brand new phoneage going on. We got some new cell phones today.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was time.
What'd you get? You went big, didn't you? You went pretty big.
Oh yeah, we went all out. So honestly, just went to go look because I knew the 13's coming out in probably like end of September.
Yep.
And I was like, well, last time we did it, it was like basically buy one, get one free. So it's like, well, let's go check. I know, you know, we'll probably wait a couple months. We go in and they're doing, if you trade in your old phone, as long as it's not, honestly, it could have just been, maybe if it's not even working, they might have taken it. Yeah. But mine's like pristine. But you trade it in and you do like basically move your plan to an unlimited plan, which I didn't even know somehow mine wasn't unlimited.
Yeah,
it was in most ways, but we ran the math and I was actually going to pay less for the service. And if I did that, I could get $700 off a new phone.
Heck yeah, you did.
So we both did it, got brand new phones. We went, both went Pro Max
12s. Oh, you dirty dogs. It's such a good phone.
That's what you got, right?
Yep. So now here's my question. You are smaller than I am, and Brandy is significantly smaller than I am. How do you feel about the size of the phone? Because there's times where I'm like struggling to get to the top.
It's bigger. So far, you know, I've only had it for a couple hours, but I'm not thinking it's going to be an issue. I'm going to put a real thin clear case on it, and then a glass screen protector. What?
So, did you get a color?
I got the gold one.
Okay. So I'm currently looking at mine. I have the midnight blue one.
Yep.
And I wanted a clear one too, Todd. And I don't like the clear ones because usually they're cheap and they like discolor really fast. So they look dirty all the time. But I was like, oh, I got the blue. I want to show off the blue. I just went ahead and I bought the Apple branded silicone black case. Dude, it's the best case I've ever had.
Yeah, but then you can't see the phone.
Nah, nobody's looking at the phone anyways.
You're going to be looking at mine because I got a clear case coming.
Yeah, you'll see. Did you get an Apple-branded one?
Oh, no.
Okay. You should have got the Apple-branded one. No,
no, but how much did it cost? $40? $50?
Yeah.
$80?
I just sent one of the help out to get it. You know, I was like, it's $40. You know. Instead of using it for toilet paper, I said, hey, here's $220. Go get me my case, please. So
believe it or not, I got used to having a pop socket on my other phone, which I didn't need.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to throw one on the back of that clear case and then I'll have no issue with the size.
I actually don't mind pop sockets either. I just didn't, I, I'd rather have a wider phone than tall. You heard me right, ladies. I'd rather have a wider phone than tall. Just because like it's nice to, when it's tall, if you turn it sideways and you're watching movies and stuff like that. But like, I don't need more vertically. I need more.
You just want a square phone.
Yeah. I'll take a perfect square. The iPhone square.
That would be so weird looking.
Yeah. Oh, I love this phone. Like tonight, I dare you, Todd. I dare you to go outside, take a nighttime photo with that bad boy. It's going to blow your socks off.
I'm going to try it for sure. Yeah,
do it.
I already was messing around with the camera just inside. But here's the bigger news. So don't know if this is, I think it's maybe AT&T specific, but the upgrade plan we did for whatever to service to make this deal work and save money on the you know, actual phone service too.
Yep.
Free HBO Max.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Dude, you are literally, your best life is ahead of you. Absolutely. Yep. You almost need another quarantine so you can stay inside for a year and just catch up on everything they've got to offer.
I already signed up. I got it downloaded. We're going to check it out. I think Suicide Squad's free on there.
It is.
Yeah, we're going to watch it.
It premieres the same time as it is in the theaters. I watched it last night.
It's crazy.
There's so much you got to catch up on, and I got a list of things you got to watch on there.
The final thing, though, I got to say about the phone upgrade, which I'm curious how much difference it's going to make. With this new plan, also got 40 gig Wi-Fi hotspot.
Ooh, you never need that.
I know, it's a ton,
right? If you get it, that's great. But I think they offered me the same thing, and I was like, I don't need that. I would rather.
Oh, it just was part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
didn't exactly.
Pick it off a list, but.
Yep. I would rather, because when I was talking to them about it, I was like, I would rather have a discount of adding a Apple Watch with service on it, with cell service on it, at a cheaper rate, because I could use that more than I would use the hotspot. But either way.
Yeah. So here we are.
That's big news. That's big news.
We actually had a little bit of a, we're going to stick on the tech talk here for a sec. So we both got a new phone.
Yeah.
We both got different colors, which they had in stock. And then she got the blue.
Okay.
And then like literally popped it out of the box, plugged it in, did the transfer. Mine was done in half an hour.
Yep.
Hers came out of the box with almost no battery.
Yeah.
And wanted her to upgrade to the new iOS and kept freezing and locking up. And literally like it's been since about 12:30, 12:45 till 20 minutes ago until we got it done. Like I don't know what was going on. Like we're almost to the point where I was going to take it back.
Yeah. It was probably sitting in there for a while where yours probably came off the line a little bit faster.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can figure. Yeah.
Cause gold's more sought after than blue, I would assume. So blue's been sitting on the shelf for a while, and gold, yours came with all the stuff and every pre-installed and all that. So
yeah.
Cool. Welcome to the family, the 12 Max and the HBO Max family. You're the exactly. Max Todd Maxson.
Whoa. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything that cool today. I got some food on the smoker and kind of just hanging out today, which is nice. This is like one of the, I only have like 2.5 weeks till school starts again.
It's coming up fast for sure.
Yeah, so it's nice to have downtime. And I have a decent amount of downtime on weekends until like October, and then basketball starts up, and then I have no free time until March. So it's nice to have a little bit of time off. So
yeah, no, I'm a little jealous of you, to be honest. So
well, and I'm so far behind on being ready for next year. So next week, is the first time the little one goes to daycare. And so when she's in daycare, once I get past the point of like freaking out that she's being watched by somebody else, then I'm going to start working on school stuff because I'm so far behind. So the next couple of weeks are going to just be stressing, trying to get everything lined up and all that stuff, which I'm sure other teachers can relate, but I had to change classrooms and I have to change stuff around and I've got a ton more kids and all this stuff. So I am not prepared.
You'll get there, man. Yeah, it'll be fine. Prepared. So
I just fake it till I make it anyway. So
speaking of, got a couple things you just reminded me of. So you reminded me of teachers and you reminded me of the kiddo. So yeah. Some of our listeners. So my sister and her husband just bought a new house.
Oh, I thought you said bought a new baby.
They bought a new baby. they're both teachers. So that reminded me. So congrats to them on their house. And then
that's huge.
And then one of my good buddies, who's a regular listener, works for the same company as me in Gillette. He and his wife just had another baby. So congrats to them.
Good for
Nolan.
Them.
So yeah.
Yeah. Good for them. Housing. Who I did not enjoy the process of buying a house. You've done it a few times now, but dude, that was stressful for me. Cause my finances were awful going into it. And so when they start deep diving into underwriting into your stuff, oh my God. And it didn't help either that we had just had a wedding. So we got all this like cash and stuff for gifts. And they're like, well, you need to explain this $70 check and this $100 check. And what did this $550 come? You know, it was so stressful. And then to finally, like, I was on the bus. It was like a solid 3 weeks straight of just being grilled by our bank account and hitting a bunch of roadblocks and stuff. And I was on a bus to Yankton, South Dakota, our first game of the year. And I get the email saying, congratulations, we're closing next Friday. And I was like, yeah. and then I remember closing on the house. We moved into the house. The only thing we put up was the Christmas tree in our bed. And I remember like kind of thinking like, they still could take this from me. Like they can still be like, nah, we're take back season.
just kidding.
Yeah, you thought. So God, buying a house is nice, man. Except we're seeing the other side of like how nice it is to be a renter, because like our oven is starting to take a crap. And so that might be something we replace in the future, which ovens are cheap. I didn't realize that they were. Yeah,
they're not fridges, that's for sure.
Dude, I'm excited because all the ones I've seen and the one I'm probably going to buy has a built-in air crisper.
Nice. Or
an air fryer, I mean.
That's pretty cool.
One more thing to go wrong, but it's going to be great until it does.
Yep. So that's right.
You know, the one thing I've been thinking about is I really want to, you know me, if you're a longtime listener of the show and Todd knows, I like to put roofs over stuff. Todd's going to put a roof over his backyard. I want to put a roof over all the roads and interstates. I want to put a roof over my porch. I just want to extend my house to an outside house so that I could grill all year round.
Gazebo.
I think a gazebo is still not going to work, though, because you got six open walls. Or is it five?
Gazebo's we're going to have to do a little research on the fly, but I thought a gazebo just referred to the outdoor space that was, you know, covered.
Oh, I just picture a gazebo as like the stop sign shaped thing that you get married in.
No, that's no. Yeah. Freestanding roofed, usually open sided structure.
Okay. So I need a gazebo over my deck, which I also need a new deck. So we're going to start a GoFundMe, one for my Tesla and then one for my new deck and gazebo.
Yep.
So nothing for the show. Actually, yeah. So, I enjoy having a house. We're creeping up on 2 years in ours. So. It's 28 more years and it's paid off.
No kidding. It's such a long time. I had a thought today, just speaking of getting stuff paid off, and maybe this will lead me into one of the things I wrote down if we end up there. But there's never been a better time in our lives to just decide that you're done and just sell everything, because everything right now is at an all-time high in value.
Yeah, I agree. Just our house is like triple in value right now. I could sell this thing and become a millionaire. it's weird too, because like the timing of us buying our house, like we bought it in December and the pandemic hit 2 months later. Like that's wild to me. And we were fortunate enough to keep our jobs. Like we could have been in such a horrible situation.
Yeah, it's true.
But now when a house goes up for sale, you'll see a for sale sign in the neighborhood. And then the next day it's gone. And some guy from California paid triple in cash.
You're just out there pounding the stake in. And some guy's like, I'll go ahead and stop doing that.
Guy's like, the guy puts his hand between the hammer and the stake. And he's like, I got you, Doug.
He actually just gets hit in the hand.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. It's all right. Just take 10,000 off the price. And we're good. it's pretty crazy. Like Todd and I were kind of talking. Everything is valuable right now. Like I'm into sports cars right now, and everything is selling. Everybody wants everything. I'm terrified of when everything crashes, but at least I already have the house at that point with no intention of going anywhere.
Yep.
So we'll see.
No kidding. But, so that's here's where I was going with selling everything and calling it a day on normal life. But I had this thought because I read a story, and this is going to lead to something that you maybe wanted to talk about, but I'm like literally, I feel like one really bad break in life, really bad policy, regulation, whatever, from just having a full blown meltdown. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Whether it's taxes or just, I just can't even describe it. Like, if something's just like I've just been trying to contribute to this society for 10 years. And if I just keep getting kicked in the nuts, I'm just going to lose it. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like I'm that close.
Have you ever had a meltdown?
It's a good question.
Like, not like, you know, life ending. Well, that was a wrong choice of words. Not a, like, you know, complete meltdown where you just like climb in a cardboard box and just restart. I just mean, like, have you ever had just a day where you've just literally shut down? Something sent you over the edge and you're done.
Yeah. I definitely have, and or like at least had a day going, and then something just really set you off. And I've had it happen at work, and just been like, "I'm out." You know what I mean? I'm leaving.
Yeah. But. I mean, I've had four this week, but I've had. I remember the one that I had, and it was at work. It was on my birthday, so like I normally take my birthday off from work. I just don't want to deal with it. I've done it my whole life. I'm even going to do the same thing with my daughter. Like, if her birthday falls on a school day, we're taking the day off. Like, if it's the test to get into Harvard, sorry, it's her birthday. we're both taking it off. Which is just an excuse for me to take a day off. But I was just thinking, like, that day I went into work, and I was working for the heavy machinery company. I don't know if, like, when I should give details and when I won't. I've only worked at one, so... But I remember like walked in and somebody like instantly like walking in the door, just like didn't hold the door open for me or something. And I just walked into my boss's office and I was like, "Dog, I'm going home." And he was like, he's like, "Everything good?" I'm like, "I'm going to kill somebody." He's like, "All right, we'll see you tomorrow." And I just did. I was like, "No, dude, I can't." Like, I was looking for any reason not to work, you know, but I don't think I've had, I mean, I've definitely had like meltdowns, but. I don't know. I think you're watching too much news.
No, I might be. I don't watch that much news, but it comes, you know, on the phone. It's everywhere. It's hard to, I guess I just need to go. I need to do that thing where now that I bought a brand new phone, I need to lock it in a safe for a month.
Yeah. Well, I literally checked I don't watch the news. I might watch like local stuff once in a while just to see how bad the broadcasters are. But I like, you know, Googled, you know, COVID stuff today. And the first thing that popped up was the new variant, the Lambda variant. And I was like, nah, I'm good.
Just close it.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care. I don't even want to know where this is going.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I thought that was kind of funny.
I'm at a hard intersection with my job too, though, where I kind of need to know where some of the news is and how it affects my industry, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And even all the way to the national level with this infrastructure bill so that we can be smart about how we're going to potentially be doing work. So I don't know, it is challenging, and you're probably right. I probably am seeing too much of it, but geez.
Because I went through the same thing when I the beginning of the pandemic, I couldn't get enough news in my face. and it actually, like, I went to the hospital because, like, I had some heart issues. Like, stress was breaking me down from seeing that stuff all the time. And then I just stopped. I was like, I can't keep up. At that time, the only thing I cared about is when's the next stimmy coming out. So I just wanted those stimmies. But I try to ignore it. And I know, like, going back to school, everything's up in the air, and it's just, yeah, so.
So good time to go into the topic that you had written down then on the vax stuff.
It was like a funny thing I saw on Twitter, but it was like, I can't wait for because they're talking about like the booster shots and, you know, other shots needed for different variants and all this stuff. And it was like, the person was like, I can't wait till we get into a world where it's not just vaxxers and anti-vaxxers arguing with each other. It's triple vaxxers versus double vaxxers versus single vaxxers versus anti-vaxxers. And I just pictured, like, you know, there's always going to be somebody on their pedestal that's like, dog, I got all three. You only got two. Like, who, you want to kill everybody in the country with your two vaccine? You know, it's just going to be, we're just turning people against each other. And that's going to be one of the funniest things to see when it's like, oh dude, I got more vaccines than you do. It's just like, yeah, well, you're triple the problem with America. And yeah, so it's just, I don't know. It's going to be funny to see how all that plays out. I'll get it. Yeah. I'll get as many as I can. Because at this point, it's not going to do me any bad. I feel like if I die to the COVID vaccine, then all those years of drinking Mountain Dew and expired ingredients, like, were for nothing. Like, I saw this coming, and I saw this coming in like 2010, and I just started bulking up on immunities, which is also funny. Because somebody, I saw another post that was like, dude, I wish The Office was still around during this time, because just like the, and they went through all the different story arcs of like what COVID would be like with the Office characters.
Oh yeah.
And it'd be like Dwight, you know, like resisting the, you know, the virus, and like, oh, I've got all the immunities and all this stuff, and then getting super sick, but like trying to play it off. And then, and then it was like, it was all these funny things. And then it was like, Michael Scott, it just showed him like pounding his keyboard because he doesn't know how to use Zoom. just stuff like that. I was like, dude, that would have been hilarious.
That would have been really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the triple vaxxer, double vaxxer, wasn't much to it. I just thought it was funny because it's like, we're definitely, and this happened when, you know, 4 years ago, when we crossed that line of like satire and realism. We're like the headlines, like, you know, The Onion, right? The news source that always does the insane stories. Like, we've definitely crossed up that threshold where The Onion is actually saying the crazy things they were saying is actually happening every day.
Here's how far we've gone. You're 100% right. So you saw this, and everybody that pays attention to anything saw this. The comedian Tim Dillon did a voiceover for the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
Yeah.
Where the dude was just ranting about how, like, all these people are going to be dead from COVID, or, and they're like, yeah, they're already burying bodies on the beach, and like just went off. And like, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And it literally got pushed out as a news story.
Yeah.
That somebody got caught on a hot mic.
Yeah. Same.
And then they're like, oh shit, that was actually not true. That was this comedian.
Yeah. It happens all the time. Like,
they're really doing their research.
People, I'm going to say older people on, you know, all the time post on Facebook stuff. That's like, it's like you probably saw it. Tom Brady, back at training camp, throws footballs into football machine. I don't know if you saw that video.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
And this has like, it's like not serious at all, but like people genuinely post it. And it's like the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Look at his skills. And I'm like, yeah, let's look at his skills. It's completely fake.
Video editing skills.
Yeah.
Which are damn good, because that was a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was really good. But it's just the same idea as like anything that pops up, people are just like, oh, I got to post it on Facebook. Everybody that follows me needs to see this. And then at the bottom, it'll say, they put the thing that's like, after the story has been fact checked, this information's false. Yeah. It's just like, we just did one click and we found out this was a joke. So
yeah, pretty wild. That's so what I had a thought, like, we call it social media. It was probably a valid descriptor when it started, you know, in like 2006 or 7 or 10 or whenever the hell that was. But it should really be called anti-social media.
Oh, dude, the keyboard warriors that get on there are amazing. I never comment. Like, I think that's my superpower, is I don't get triggered.
I've never posted a comment to anything.
I could read the most heinous shit that goes against like every belief I have in the book, and it doesn't even bother me. Like, I just don't feel the urge to argue with somebody at all, first off, especially online. And the quick story I have on it is some guy is selling, dude, this is a double whammy, Todd. Some guy, I was scrolling through it at 2 a.m. this morning. Some guy's selling his Corvette, whatever. And it's one of the shitty years that everybody loves. And it had some fancy something done to it. I don't know. Also had a 12-disc CD changer in the trunk. Woo. He was asking a lot of money for this thing. And people kind of called him out on it. But in the description, he said, nobody, you do not get to test drive this car until you buy it. Like, he's like, we can go on a ride together, but you do not get to test drive this car until you buy it. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but it seems weird to me. But also, like, it's your car. Like, if you list it for a shit ton and that's what you put in there and nobody bites on it, there's something wrong with your post. But if somebody buys it, whatever. But I wouldn't buy a car without test driving it.
Yeah, exactly.
But God, dude, people went off on this guy in the comments because of that. And that's just like, and they just get back and forth yelling at each other, and they're arguing about stupid shit that has nothing to do with anything. And I'm just like, God, you guys are simpletons. Like, that's kind of what it comes down to, is like, you wouldn't say anything to this guy in the street. You know what I mean? So just nerds on the internet, man.
Yep. Yeah, but it's made people way less, just way more confrontational, I think, because there's no actual confrontation.
Way more confrontational without consequences. Because, like, exactly. you can't, like, unless you threaten somebody's life, if you just call some guy an idiot on Facebook post, like, you're going to feel good about yourself and be like, I really zinged him. And that guy's going to be mad for 6-7 hours, you know, and drink and, you know, whatever. But to me, like, I think my superpower is I just don't get triggered. And I'm glad, because I could see myself diving into that. Because there are things that bother me, Todd. That make me want to freak out, but mine starts and ends with people using the word lose wrong.
Yeah, or you're.
I can get by with those. I feel like if I'm doing that, I'm being pretty nitpicky, because sometimes people are typing fast. But dude, lose and loose get confused with each other so many times, it makes me insane. Like, somebody's be like, congrats on your weight loose, LOOSE. And I'm like, you guys are fucking idiots. So that's the only thing that I literally will fight to the end of the earth. You want to tell me that fat people are the reason that the earth is actually flat? Sure, whatever you want to do, I don't care. It is my fault. I fell over too many times. But don't you damn use the word lose wrong.
Yep.
So.
Fair enough, man.
Weird world out there. I'm going to jump back, because you sound like you're going to watch Suicide Squad 2 tonight.
Hopefully either tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah. It's good, dude. It's good.
Better than the first one?
Absolutely. The first one was a dumpster fire.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It is funny. There's a lot of funny moments. It is super violent. I mean, it gets all of the rated R that it deserves.
Nice.
I wouldn't say the story is outstanding and you're going to be like, oh my God, I just watched Interstellar, best movie ever. But I do think that it's like, it's good. It's like a fun spin on superhero stuff, or anti-hero, whatever you want to call it. And it's just wild. It's so far out there that, like, if you go into it, like, not taking it seriously, like, oh, I'm sitting down to watch Endgame. If you do that, you're going to be like, that was stupid. But if you're just like, I'm in for a zany night, grab a nice beverage and just have a zany night, it's a perfect movie.
Yeah, that's what I would expect. I was going to watch it eventually anyways.
Yeah.
Coming off the heels of the other one, which was like, meh. Yeah. And so, yeah, we should be pleasantly surprised. I'll report back. Yeah. So I've got one for you, though. Okay. And maybe you've seen it.
I've watched a lot of movies.
Nobody. Bob Odenkirk.
It sounds brand new. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on. I watched it on Amazon.
Amazon. Oh, okay. I have it. I don't watch Amazon, to be honest.
Yeah, I had to rent it, but
okay.
Dude, really good.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I can't even. I don't want to give it away. If you just watch the trailer, you'll be like, oh yeah, it's every movie in the same
action, exactly,
shoot 'em up category. It might be the best one in that realm that I've seen.
Yeah.
Definitely worth the $4.99 to rent it.
Heck yeah.
And it's only like an hour and a half. Like, it's just action packed, keeps you hooked.
In and out. Yeah.
It's good.
Dude, I'm looking through the catalog of HBO Max, dog. You are in for the best time. You're in for the best probably next 5 years of your life.
For as often, yeah, as I have time to watch a whole movie.
Yeah. I'm telling you, just movies alone. Suicide Squad, Tenet, The Hunt, the Justice League's Zack Snyder cut. Dude, they got all the Impractical Jokers on there. They got Game of Thrones, The True Detective. If there's a show that I could get you to watch, season one, True Detective.
True Detective. Yeah. Yep.
God, there's so many good movies. There's good. There's, everything on here is good, Todd. There's not a bad one. I'm looking through. Not a bad one.
Nice.
Can't wait. I think we both watched that. That was really good.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So I watched another movie recently.
So did I. I got another one for you.
Hit me with yours, because I can't remember what mine was.
We went back to the theater for the first time in like 18 months. No joke.
Yuck.
And watched Black Widow.
Oh, double yuck. Okay. What'd you think of it?
I was okay with it. Okay. I didn't know what to expect. And yeah, you know, have you seen it? No, I don't know how much I want to give away, but
you could spoil it to the end of time. I'm really not interested in it at all.
How come?
I don't think Black Widow deserved her own movie.
Yeah, it's clear. Obviously, it's in the Marvel world, and there's some of the pieces of Marvel, and they fit it in really well with when it happened.
Yeah,
but it could stand on its own.
Without
the whole rest of the MCU story.
Now, did you watch Captain Marvel?
Oh yeah.
Is it better than Captain Marvel? Because that's the worst Marvel movie in the whole cinematic universe.
Really? You didn't like that one?
I hated that movie.
It's different. I don't know how to compare them.
Yeah.
They're different. Captain Marvel's so, I guess it's a story on how she's going to impact the MCU universe, and the Black Widow one is a story about her doing something in between the time of all that other stuff.
I've also heard that the Taskmaster, the main Taskmaster, the main villain, wasn't pulled off very well either, and he's like a BA in the Marvel universe.
I could see that. He wasn't in it a ton.
Yeah, I think people are pretty underwhelmed by him, and it's such a dude. Comic book movies are so hard because the fans are fanatics.
Yep.
Like if you change one tiny thing, people lose their absolute minds. And so that's frustrating, because it could have been pretty decent. But his suit was the wrong color or whatever. And everybody's like, no, there's no way I like this movie. So
there was a scene towards the end, and literally might be the out of all the Marvel movies, all the every other movie I've ever seen, it might be the most chaos I've ever seen, and like in a long action scene that I've ever seen.
Yeah. Okay.
It was like, it got to the point like 5 minutes into it where I was just like, I don't even know what's going on at this point. I can't even like follow. Like, it was pretty wild. But
one of my favorite things in movies and anywhere that does them is single takes, single shot sequences.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they're sneaky camera edits in there that like, you know, break them up. So hearing that, I mean, I like that kind of stuff. Bringing it back to True Detective season one has one of the better ones of that. We were just like, this is chaos. Like, what is happening? But back to Taskmaster. So one of the cool things, I'm looking it up because I know him, but I don't know him. You know what I'm saying? One of the cool things, one of his powers is called photographic reflexes. And he's able to watch another person's physical movements and duplicate them perfectly without practice. No matter how unique or complex the movements are, he can do it on his own without practice. It can't be superhuman related. You know, he can't jump over the moon. But like, if Simone Biles does a floor routine, he can go out and do the floor routine perfect. The one she just performed with no practice.
They put a twist on that.
Okay. I figured they would.
I can tell you, and I'll spoiler alert it beforehand so people can fast forward a minute. Yeah. But do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, do it. I don't care.
All right. Fast forward like 45 to a minute, people, if you want not to get spoiled here. So they took that theme of his ability and turned it into, he has created a way to make people able to do that. And he leads the army of those people.
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
Via a
like mimicking
chemical, basically.
Yeah.
So, but he doesn't do it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha.
So,
speaking of Marvel, spoilers are over. I highly recommend another streaming service, because you got to have 50 of them now. It's not even cheaper to not have cable. Disney Plus, their Marvel stuff is amazing.
Yeah, we have it. We have Disney Plus.
Did you watch Loki?
Oh, we haven't watched any of the TV series versions of it. I'm having a hard time getting them started, to be honest.
Oh, I say if there's any series you do, it's Loki, because Loki's directly setting up the Marvel's next big villain.
Okay.
Like, their interaction at the end of the show is with literal the next big villain. It's so good, Todd. Loki is so good. Scarlet Witch was really good. It's super weird, but it was really good too. What else is there?
Hawkeye and what's his name?
The Captain America one. I didn't like that one as much.
What the hell is it called? Something in Hawkeye.
It's I can't remember. The Falcon and the
Falcon,
Winter Soldier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there another one? I feel like there's
another one. Yeah. There is another one.
Well, and then there's a new one coming out called What If, which is going to be pretty good too. But I definitely recommend watching Loki. You don't need to know anything of the other series because it literally takes place. Loki takes place right after Endgame. Mm. Like, you know the scene where they, I'm not going to say spoilers. You know, the scene where they go back to New York to get the stuff and it like gets all messed up and Loki's in the handcuffs and stuff and he grabs the Tesseract and then he just disappears.
Yep.
Yeah. Like when he goes through the portal, that's when Loki starts.
Okay.
It's
makes
so
sense.
Good, dude. It's so good.
I'd be into that. I'll give that one a go too.
And he's a cool character. So
yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. I watch a lot of stuff and most of it's garbage. I watched Inception again today just because I love that movie.
Nice.
So it's like when you're just like you're living to just like feed and change a baby for the first couple months, like you just find something to do in between. So
yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
So we're going to pivot.
Do it.
I'm going to lead this off and then I want to hear your thoughts. But I found out what the best job in the entire Olympics is.
Okay.
All of the throwing events.
Yeah.
There's a guy whose job is to drive around a little, like, it's like 3 foot long, 2 foot wide, and like 2 foot tall remote control car. He drives it around in the field and the dudes that do the marking, they put the implement back in it and then he drives it back to the front. Yeah. Dude, that's the perfect job.
So this is random, but I actually have a ton of experience in that. When I was at BH here, I worked for the athletic department and I did a lot of weird jobs. And one of the jobs was I worked all the track meets. So there'd be sometimes where I was like putting the pole back up on the pole vault when they knock it over. Or I did a lot of pit raking for triple jump and long jump. But one that I really got into was throwing, helping. I did everything from, marking if it was a scratch and javelin to recovery of all implements. And we didn't have anything as cool as that, which meant I tried to get creative on sending that stuff back after 8 hours of doing it in a row.
Yep.
And the most fun, you can't throw the javelin back to the person. shot put wasn't ever far enough. Like usually
you
can
just roll it.
Yep. I just grab it and whatever. Discus was the best though.
You just try to like bowl it.
Yeah, because it became a contest. Like, dude, you'd start the day and like at first you were like doing your job all great. You hustled to grab the disc and you'd like take it back to him. By the end of the day, like you've seen people throw like 10 times and all this stuff. And it would become a side contest on who had the better of all the people retrieving, who could like do a bowl of the discus to get it back to the guy.
Yep.
And dude, I was like, that was so much fun. There's so many, I can't count how many times though, where it would like, we'd roll it and the guy would take his eye off of it. And then it almost just shatter his ankle bone. Cause he turned around to look at something and then he couldn't find it when he turned back around and it's just rolling right towards his bones. So
that would be a super fun job.
I think, and this is kind of a joke. But I think a lifeguard at the swimming events would be the best job.
So I read a story about this because that's always the joke, lifeguard at the Olympics.
Yeah.
But a guy said that it's a great job because you get to go to all the Olympics and travel the world and do that. But he said it actually has happened, never happened during competition, but they had a guy like had a cardiac arrest in the practice pool before.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see that.
And they're on that duty as well.
Dang.
Yeah, so,
Well, I was watching like marathon swimming and that would be a stressful job as a lifeguard because there's so many people packed in together and they just ride around on jet skis next to the racers.
Yep.
Because they're swimming for 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, what? And then I got to watch that. I've watched a lot of Olympics and it was pretty cool to watch the when they would get like their water break. So they like swim close to the dock and they have these big like extendable arms that have like a bottle of water in them. And I was like, dude, I can't wrap my mind around how this break is going to work. Like, are they just going to tread water? Dude, of course they just go to their back and then kick with their legs and drink. But then I tried to drink a bottle of water on my back. I almost died. So they're trying to avoid drowning in the water and swimming at an Olympic pace while chugging a bottle. That's its only job in life is to hydrate you. But in that particular moment, its only job in life is to kill you because it just goes down the wrong pipe every time. So shout out to Olympic swimmers. They got it. They got what it takes.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Oh man. I like the Olympics. I think we've talked about it, but I love the World Cup, Todd. I'm ready for the World Cup.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I'm definitely ready for the World Cup.
What was your thought on the, you had noted a note on the Olympics as well.
Oh, the average Olympics?
Yeah. Is that a different version of the Olympics?
Yeah, it's definitely different because there was a...
No, I thought you meant like we're going to do an Olympics of all average people.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But there's a joke that says like, hey, I want, we should do the Olympics and then put an average person in each contest so we can see the difference in athletes. You know what I mean? Like, okay, this person is doing the 100 meter dash. Let's put Yost in there also in the final heat just so we can see how bad, whatever. But I was thinking the average Olympics would be cool where it's like, it's got a Hunger Games vibe. Okay. People don't die at the end, but like when you hit like 18 to like, let's say 50, because there's a lot of older Olympians, you just get like put, your name gets put in a hat and then you just get put into the Olympic of, you just get put into the Olympics. Like they draw your name and it's like, all right, Todd, your name got drawn. And then you show up to wherever the Olympics is and they tell you what your event is. That'd be so dope. Cause like it would literally just be the average Olympics. Because even if you were to be like, okay, all these names are in a hat of just regular people. Okay. We drew this guy's name out of the hat. Hey, sir, you're doing archery. Well, turns out the guy like has a background in archery. It's like, okay, well, that's not average anymore. I want literally like...
Well, this is what you have to do. This is what you got to do. Okay. You can't tell anybody. And you got to run all the events before you announce winners. But if you run a 100 meter dash and you got eight people, I don't even know how big the tracks are.
I think it's eight, right?
So I think they're bigger in the actual Olympics. But whatever, let's just say it's eight. Let's say it's nine. Sorry. Okay. Everybody goes, you finish one through nine. The guy that wins it is the guy that finished in like fifth or fourth.
Right in the middle of the pack.
Yeah. But you can't tell anybody until it's over.
But you can only do that once.
Exactly. Yeah. It's only a one-time deal.
Or do you do this? Do you narrow the Olympics down to only like six events that like cover the whole gamut of like being a person? Throwing, running, jumping, swimming, you know, whatever that may be. And you get your name drawn and it's like still thousands of people and everybody just competes in those events. And then whoever just has the most points at the end wins.
Yeah. Like the heptathlon or whatever.
Yeah.
Decathlon.
I just like the idea of you get to the Olympics and then you find out your event. Because if it's literally like,
it's like gymnastics.
Yeah. It's like, okay, Todd's on the balance beam.
That's like the easiest one. The rings. I just hang from them.
Yeah. Just the rings. It's just like, okay, I'm going to see how long I can hold. Like I'm a fat kid in elementary school. but I think that'd be funny. Just like, you just don't know. You're just like a 6'11 guy. And they're like, you're just like, okay, please give me like volleyball or basketball. And they're just like, no, you're equestrian.
you're the horse. You're doing the aquatic, like synchronized swimming. You touch the bottom. You can't even do it.
Yeah. Just throw curveballs at people. That'd be awesome. And just everywhere. Every country has to put in 1,000 people. And they just spread them out all over. Could you imagine you just get like the U.S. like men's basketball team is literally just like a grab bag of 15 guys who've never played ball before. That'd be amazing. The final scores.
Dude, like there would be like one player on every team that had played basketball and they would be like the all-stars.
They'd be the god. Yeah. They'd be the Kevin Durant of the U.S. basketball team.
Except they'd still shoot like 30% from the field.
Man, remember, we have so many names of people that we'd play basketball with at Laramie. And I'm just running my head through a couple of them. There's that guy that always played on B court and I can't remember his name or what we called him anyways, but he was like a try hard. That guy would just be carrying the whole U.S. squad. I can't remember. I could think of so many different names, but I'm not going to say them. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
In college, we didn't have, most of the time we didn't know people's real names. We just came up with nicknames for people and that's just what their names were from there on out. I mean, we definitely had a guy named Meat Tits that we called him Meat Tits forever.
Yep.
And I don't remember his real name, but I could picture a guy when I say Meat Tits.
Yeah.
So shout out to Meat Tits.
He was not bad. He's a good ball.
Yeah. So just makes you wonder what people called you, you know?
Exactly.
Good old That's Meat funny. Tits. Got it. And I just think of like, yeah, man, there's a lot. Anyways.
Yep. What do you got? What else you got?
Let me look at my thing here. Oh yeah, I got two quick ones. Do you like Arby's?
Not particularly, although I don't know how coincidental the world is or how the world works, but we ate Arby's today.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And I haven't eaten there for like a year probably.
You have a Chick-fil-A in your town and you chose Arby's.
I know. That's right.
Would you get for fries?
No fries.
You son of a bitch. So why?
We were just like coming home after the phones and other stuff. And we were already all the way back on this side of town. It was like, it's either that McDonald's or Taco John's. And we've already had Taco John's recently. So,
but I'm more curious about like, you got to get fries.
Nah, I had mozzarella sticks.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Cause I thought you went full like half pound roast beef sandwich with just nothing, no fries to wash it down.
Nah.
Okay. If you had to get fries, which fries are you getting?
I'd get curly fries.
Of course you would, because you're not a psychopath. Arby's introduced the crinkle cut fries. And I see commercials for them all the time. And I can't help but think to myself that crinkle cut fries are the worst fries ever invented. From a fast food restaurant, from a regular restaurant, gourmet chef. If you put a crinkle cut fry in my bag, I'm burning your establishment to the ground.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, but let me ask you this question. What's the difference besides the outside texture from a crinkle cut fry to like a steak fry? Because they're both kind of fat.
I hate steak fries too.
So they're too big, right?
Yeah, it's because the crisp to doughy ratio is off the charts.
Yeah, I think that is the answer.
If I'm doing a tier list on fries, it's crinkle cut bottoms, thick cut steak fries are right there with them. Five Guys style fries are right there. They're awful.
Yeah, they're not the best, are they?
And my problem with crinkle cut fries specifically is the fact that like you get a fat fry. They're not ever long, but there's no variety, Todd. Like the thing I love about curly fries is sometimes you get the mega curl that's like as long as your leg.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get the tangled slinky curly fry where it's two that are like tangled into each other. And you just pop that thing in there like you're eating a whole potato at once.
Yep.
Sometimes you get like McDonald's or Burger King also has awful fries. But sometimes you get fries that like were deep fried together like they were soulmates. Boom, you're hitting two fries at the same time. Waffle fries don't have the issue because they're nice and crispy. They're thin, you know, chef's kiss.
Yeah.
But I just can't help but think like, who's going to Arby's? Already one of the sketchiest establishments out there.
Totally.
And then piling on the sketchiness with an order of large crinkle cut fries.
God. Some guy in the marketing room was like, you know what we're going to do? Not only are we going to introduce crinkle cut fries, we're going to offer it in the largest packaging possible because somebody out there is going to want this.
I can't stand the fact that Arby's thinks we care. Like I'll tell you this right now, Todd, you don't ever eat at Taco Bell and I haven't eaten there in who knows how long. Go to Taco Bell and just get the nacho fries with a little nacho cheese dipping sauce. They're a phenomenal and they don't even do fries.
It's true.
That's something I can get on board with. Arby's, you have the meats, just stick to the meats.
That's
I don't
need
all the extra bullshit that you guys do. They also have Arby's has one of the I can't stand Arby's. Arby's has one of the worst innovative sandwich games out there because they do too much.
They do way too much. Their menu, like the entire drive through, which is like 300 feet long, it's a menu the whole way.
yeah, and I'll give them credit where credit's due. If I'm their little sliders are pretty good. I don't have a problem with their Euros. They're not bad at all. But like when they pull out that steakhouse triple stack brisket sandwich, it's awful. around Thanksgiving, they do the damn monstrosity of the Thanksgiving dinner sandwich with turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce. Get that shit out of my face. You guys don't know how to make a quality, fun sandwich. stick to your roast beef, stick to your turkeys, and move on.
Yep.
Yeah, but because everybody's got to be doing, they're doing too much. Everybody's trying to do too much, Todd.
I agree.
Look at In-N-Out. Look at Five Guys.
Look at Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
They've found the market and they just shit on everybody.
Yep.
Because they're like, I'm going to do burgers great. I'm going to do chicken sandwiches great. Now, I'll give Burger King some credit because their chicken sandwich is off the charts good. But
do you think that Arby's could turn it around if they literally said, we're done with 90% of this crap. We're going hard at the roast beef sandwiches and the curly fries and our Arby's sauce, and we're gonna improve it, and that's what we're gonna do. You think they could do it?
They'd have to do a huge pivot on the quality of the roast beef.
Yeah, I think it's just lost a few steps.
Yeah, I mean, you could imagine you do a slow cooked roast beef, thinly sliced, and you're doing wild sauces to go on top of that, some horse rad, all that good stuff. Yeah,
Get one of those giant meat poles and just slice it off on the spot. Yeah.
It's just Subway's in the same train.
Greek style.
Subway's in the same train right now. Subway had to like rebrand because all their stuff came out as like not being actual food.
Yeah.
And I went there the other day to try it again. It's still awful. It's still the same shit.
I haven't eaten at a Subway and I can't even tell you how many. It's forever.
You're not missing out.
I don't think I've eaten that one since I moved to Cheyenne.
I'm so hungry.
4 or 5 years.
Jimmy John's right now has limited edition summer wraps that are pretty solid.
Yep, I had a Jimmy John's recently. They're solid.
Yeah, I like those sandwiches. But I just, if you're going to try and be innovative, like don't do too much. And it brings me to my next point. I watch a lot of cooking videos. I watch a lot of stuff. I'm tired of seeing and I'm a fat guy, Todd. I don't know if anybody knows. I'm a fat man, and I love to put as much in as I can and burn zero of it. Like, I like to hoard it, you know what I'm saying? That famous joke, if I could, this is so good, I'd sew my butthole shut. but I'm sick of the overindulgence of certain foods.
Okay,
stay with me here. I love a good burger, slice a glazed donut in half, and those are your buns, okay? We don't need a lot on there. I'm not going to eat it every day, but that's a treat. I like a good 3-patty burger. I hate the 9-patty burgers that you can't do anything with. What's really driving me crazy is when it's a burger, brisket's thrown on top, pulled pork, mac and cheese, jalapenos, bacon. Like, I don't think it makes it taste better. I don't think more is better when it comes to food.
You're probably right. I mean, something about, piling on 4 different toppings that you could have just had a side of.
Yeah.
Doesn't really add up to me, but.
Yeah, just piling a pulled pork burger. I've never really had a good one.
I don't think, why would you do, like, I don't understand. No, I'd rather just have a little pile of pulled pork on the side.
Yeah. There's certain things that are great on a burger. Bacon, egg. Egg is top tier. I would put an egg on a burger every time if I could.
Well, egg goes on anything. You can put an egg on top of anything and it's better.
But like I'm seeing stuff now where it's like a nice smoked mac and cheese. Sure, I'll put some chopped pulled pork in there. I'll put some brisket in there. I'll do whatever I need to. But then it's like it's got 7 meats in it, and on top it's got stuffed jalapeno poppers, and on top of that is like chocolate ice cream. And it's like it doesn't make it better. Just because there's more, it doesn't make it better.
So I got a perfect one for you. Yeah. You would. I'm assuming you would hate I always see these pictures on the internet of the Bloody Mary. That's got like a chicken finger, a cheeseburger, a whole hot dog, a slice of pizza, like stuffed in it.
I've had with you, I've had a Bloody Mary that had shrimp cocktail in it.
Yeah, it was
shrimp in it. And it was good.
It was like not,
$50.
It was not what I'm talking about.
No. I love
$50.
I love a good Bloody Mary with a ton of veggies, because that's what a Bloody Mary is. But when you're like, I'm going to put a whole turkey leg from the Renaissance fair in your goddamn Bloody Mary, that's too much, dude. Like, people already think we're fat. Quit doing things to like reassure them that, they're still fat over there across the pond. You know what I mean? God.
Speaking of turkey legs, have we talked about this on the podcast? It's a bucket list thing. I'm telling you right now. You got to try it. You have to eat a turkey leg but with your hands outside in a group of people at least one time in your life.
You know how many times I've had the opportunity to and I scoff at it?
I always did. And then I had an opportunity and I was like, you know what? This is the time. I got to do it. I have to do it once. And I did.
I can't. First off, I don't like turkey that much.
You got to do it.
So I'll try it. Like with liquid death, I'll try it and I'll probably like it. But but also don't encourage the man who's one turkey leg away from cardiac arrest to have a turkey leg. Like this year for Thanksgiving, not doing turkey. I don't do turkey anyways. We're doing a full on brisket this year. I'm going hard for this.
Going brisket, huh?
Yeah, I'm going brisky.
So, you got to do like do ribeye roast or something. And then slice it up. It'd be like prime rib, but better.
No, I'm doing a full-on Wagyu brisket. It's going to be like $10,000.
Yeah, $6,000.
Yeah. I definitely have become a man of simple taste. Going back to the overindulgence of stuff. Like, I just want like a solid taco. I want a solid hamburger, smash burger, whatever you want to do. Give me your best meat. Cheese, and then I'll put on the condiments that I feel necessary. Yeah. You know? So that's where I'm at in life. I have a headache from being so passionate about that.
Oh, I'll talk for a second. You can recover. So I had a thought. You got to stay with me on this. Yeah. Can you guess? There's an article of women's clothing that I'm jealous that men
sundress.
It's kinda. Here's why.
Oh, I know what it is. And they already have it. I know exactly what you're thinking. And they already have it.
Oh, tell me.
A romper.
The romp him.
Yeah, the romp him.
No, here's where I was going. Okay. So I had to go to work.
If it's leggings, I'm right there with you.
Kind of. Okay. But it's just a comfort thing. Yeah. A female can go to a professional job. And wear a dress,
yeah,
and be fine.
So you want to?
But I can't wear a pair of nice, like I have some golf shorts that look really nice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With a tucked in, I can't do that. I can't wear shorts.
Why?
Why? I don't know.
Is that a company issue?
It's a society issue.
No, there's nobody in society that cares.
Oh yeah, in the professional world, that nobody in the professional world is wearing shorts. It's not allowed. But you can wear a dress.
Jeffrey Bezos is absolutely wearing shorts.
Jeff Bezos doesn't even own shorts.
Jeff Bezos owns shorts and they're champion shorts from 1982. I think you can absolutely wear shorts. I think you're putting the kibosh on yourself.
Mm-mm, I'm telling you.
Now shorts in the middle of winter. Shorts in the middle of winter, I get it.
Dude, now, I had to go pick up garbage. We did a greenway cleanup thing the other day. It was like 90, blaring in sun. And I'm out there in like, you know, heavy jeans and a button up and just freaking roasting. And then, you know, the females can wear a dress. It's not fair.
How many times though? Like you said professional setting. Well, in the professional basketball league, I've seen a lot of guys walk into the stadium wearing full on suit and tie with shorts on the bottom.
Yeah. You know, they're making a statement. So let me ask you this. How many teachers that are actual classroom teachers are wearing shorts that aren't just like basketball shorts because they got to go teach gym or they got to go coach or, you know what I'm saying? Does it happen?
It's interesting because it definitely does happen. But also like our principal is very chill on dress code. Like I know specifically he said, unless you're a PE teacher, you can't wear shorts. But I know like professional development days and stuff like that. Like I've seen, you know, guys walking in khaki shorts and stuff like that. Nobody bats an eye. But he also doesn't care. He also doesn't care if you wear jeans and a t-shirt every day of the week because he's I would rather be a good teacher than look good.
I think if I wear a pair of nice golf shorts and a tucked in shirt,
yeah,
a polo or a button up, whatever.
Yeah.
I can go to the office and I feel like I look more professional than a guy in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
Ah, aren't you the boss of your like building? Aren't you Michael?
Yeah, but I can't go. I could get away with it at my office, but if I have to go meet with a client or if I have to go or if I have people coming in from out of town, It's frowned upon. It's not allowed, man. I'm telling you. Something's it's unfair.
I think you need to lift that restraint off of you. I say you got a client coming from out of town. You set up a nice little meet at the Applebee's, and you walk in with nice golf shorts and a tucked in polo, and they're going to think you're literally the man.
But what do you think it is? Like, why isn't business casual extend to a nice pair of shorts?
I think it's just because legs are intimate. You know what I mean?
Is it though? Calves?
Oh, dude, calves drive people crazy.
Not calves. Dude calves.
Absolutely. I think that's the only reason Carly like talked to me was because my calves were insane back then. And the same with girls. Like, you see a girl with popping calves, you're like, hello, calves.
But a girl can wear a dress. It's okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you see a girl wear a dress, right? Maybe not you. Definitely you. Because it's me too. You see a girl wear a dress and their legs are popping out. You're looking. So, but it's like given. I think you need to, it's like girls started to do the no bra thing. You know, free the nips. Why not free the caps? You know, the kneecaps. But also shorts are getting short now, Todd. I don't know if you've seen the trends.
I wear at the knee, knee length or whatever, not below the knee shorts.
I'll tell you right now, when we had open gym in the summer, our guy basketball players have shorter shorts than the girls basketball team.
It's crazy.
Like they'll wear a short that goes to your kneecap, right? And then they'll twist the waistband up 10 times to where you can see the bottom of their boxers longer than their shorts. It's a thing now, dude. Like short shorts are coming back. So
I'm fine with short shorts coming back, but yeah, I don't know if I like the role. I think that's
just buy a shorter short, you know?
Yeah.
See, I think a big name in shorts right now is called Chubbies.
Yep. I've seen them.
I think you wear those to a office setting, you're going to be frowned upon.
Probably. But
maybe it's Thigh Thursday in the office and you just let it ride.
Thigh Thursday. I like that.
Thigh Thursday. I think you just need to one day throw caution to the wind and just wear a nice set of shorts and a polo.
I've done it on like a Friday when I knew it was only office work, but
yeah.
I still feel like others in the office are like, what the hell?
No, I think you roll up on a huge multi-million dollar bid and sit down, put your glasses up on your head to where they're like, you know, in your hair kind of thing, or put the croquis on and let them hang, or the flip up lenses, whatever you want to do.
Slide
your portfolio across the table so it does like a perfect 180 and so they can see it. Sit back, put your legs up, let those legs run. Let them see the calves.
I want to do it. I'm telling you, I want to do it. But so like here's another example. Why am I not seeing, well, I don't see it at all anyways anymore, but Wall Street guys are down in the pit. Why is nobody wearing shorts? You could have a suit with shorts.
Yeah, but you definitely have a suit with shorts. I think it's just because it's been done the same way for so long, nobody's rocking the apple cart.
Hmm.
You know?
We need to tip it. We need to tip it.
Some Wolf of Wall Street walks in down there ready to throw some deals, and he's just rocking a pair of Chubbies and a suit and tie. It's like I don't know the exact quote. It's from Cabin in the Woods. And it's like the guy is like smoking weed out of a bong while he's driving down the street, and they're like, aren't you worried about the cops? And he just says something like, the cops see a guy like that and they think to themselves, there's no way he'd be doing this in public. He must see things further than we do. He's on a different plane. And I think that's just how it's going to be seen. They're going to be so blown away by it that they're going to just assume your confidence is through the roof and they can't even do anything about it.
Here's my other theory. You might be right. Here's my other theory though. That like, I bet you the percentage of dudes age ranging from 26 and a half to 61 and a half.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of shitty dude legs in that group.
You think?
Non-working out, white as hell.
Some Casey Bushnells. Yeah.
Well, at least he works out.
He doesn't. His lower body hasn't seen a weight in 25 years. In fact, when he puts a backpack on, there's a joke in there somewhere. I don't know. But he's got no legs. Yeah, there's... Legs get you moving though. The legs feed the wolves. That's what I've always heard.
Something like that. I think that's a popular saying.
When the legs go, the heart goes. That's what I hear too, you know.
I think that's on a t-shirt somewhere too.
Those are both just basketball quotes that I heard last weekend from the head coach. So
I was just going with it. So.
Yeah.
Oh man.
What else you got on that list? You got anything? Or
we're at, I got one other story I can dig into if you want me to.
Let's do it. Let's dive. Oh, I got another one too.
So I had the privilege, unfortunate privilege, but I had to go get an MRI on Friday.
Okay.
Have you done one?
No, I don't think I have. Ooh, that's a lie. No, I haven't. I've only had x-rays. Because MRI is a medical resonating image.
Something like that.
A magnetic resonating image.
Magnetic resonance imaging, I think, or something like that.
I don't know what it's... Isn't it for brain?
No, that's CAT scan.
CAT scan, okay. Good thing I'm not a doctor.
It is not fun.
Okay, so then also as an MRI, the one where you go in the big machine.
Yes.
Okay, so it's like an internal body scan.
Yes.
Okay. You have to lay still and you can't have any metal.
Super still, no metal. It's stupid loud.
Yeah, because it's like, okay.
I'm not a big person. I'm not a big human.
You're not?
And there was maybe 3 inches from the tip of my nose to the top of the thing.
Jeez, so
and they literally have to put pads in there on your arms, sides of your arms, to keep your arms from touching the walls. And here's why. It gets hot.
Okay.
That's and sketchy. You can feel it. You can feel the thing running. You can tell where it's working. And I don't know exactly how it works, but you can feel the whatever magnetic energy, whatever.
Yeah.
Where if it's above you, if it's on your side, if it's below you, and it gets freaking hot. It's wild, man. And it's,
I didn't know that.
It's I've never really had an experience where to know whether I'd be claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And you know, I think there was a little bit of that, but I did fine. I didn't have to push the button or anything. But yeah, and then you got to be in there for like a half an hour minimum.
Yeah.
So it's just That's a crazy. Long time of holding dead still. Super uncomfortable. Like it was not a great experience. Awful. Like not pleasant.
I haven't held still since I was born. Like I literally
me
can't.
Neither. I'm super fidgety. Yeah.
What were you getting scanned?
My back.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Do you go to a chiropractor?
Nope.
Because you don't believe in it.
I believe in they provide relief.
Okay.
But they don't fix the problem.
So anti-vaxxer, pro chiropractor. Got it. No, that sucks. I couldn't imagine freaking having to, because I'm claustrophobic, but also like I get stuck in very obvious spaces. And the big joke is there, I get stuck in space. Damn it.
But I had this thought. I was like, I mean, dude, it wouldn't take a guy much bigger than me, and they would be touching lots of their bellies, their, you know what I mean, their shoulders.
I was going to actually say like, oh, damn, I don't think I get past my waist. And then I realized that joke kind of leans in a different direction, but it's definitely not that direction.
Yeah, dude. And I know some people that are very, very big. Yeah. They don't fit. Like, do they have special MRI machines for, they must.
I think I do remember something where like after a certain weight limit, they have a different bed that they put you on. They have one where you like, you literally, the bed moves. And the it's like a portable MRI, like it's not as good as a regular one, you know.
Yeah, but it's an insane, like the product, the imaging that comes out of it is wild. Huh. But
you know what's weird is when they started doing really hardcore scans of people at the airports, you like the people would basically just see your genitals.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird to me.
Yeah, for sure.
I know that doesn't see your genitals, but at the same time, like, I just think like you just let a bunch of amateurs at a airport just look at penises and vaginas all day long. That's weird. I know. That's super weird.
I know.
But
TSA is on a whole nother level.
TSA's, yeah. Shout out to the TSA for like never, like they can't do right anywhere. Mm. You know what I mean? Like their job is always, everybody hates you. And when you have to do your job, everybody thinks you're being an asshole. Yeah, it's just, that's not fun. And they've been doing it since 2001. Think about all the TSA people that quit in 2001 when all that stuff changed. They're like, dude, I ain't doing that shit. I used to let people would point the gun at me and laugh and be like, it's not loaded though. And I'd let them on the plane. Oh man.
No kidding.
Speaking of mileage, And I'm not going to look this up because the answer is obvious. I just want people to hear how like stupid I am. First off, I don't understand nautical miles.
Okay.
Why do we need them? And like, why can't we just go in the ocean and still call it miles?
Because well, we could.
Because we don't call airplanes being in the air like, I can't, air miles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the boat's going 7 knots. Cool. I don't know what that means. I guess I know, I understand like the putting the knots in the water and all, whatever. But why don't we, why isn't there a different word for airplanes? Because if it, the only thing that's different is it's because you're not on land, then what's going on with planes? Like, why don't they have a different way of
I think
speed?
Okay, I have two contributions.
Yeah, don't look it up. Just what you right off the cuff.
The first part is the knots thing goes back to like sailing before we had instruments, yeah. Right? So right. They had to literally throw ropes in the water with knots.
Yep.
And I assume that has some tie to how that was named. But I think there's something with I don't know. I don't understand it on the water, but definitely in airplanes, because you're traveling at a higher elevation and covering longer distances. You're like the curvature of the earth comes into play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't go like the land mile, because a land mile is like, it's like flat plane.
Yeah. Right.
Or like in, for practical purposes, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah.
But if you flew in a dead flat elevation, like from New York to LA, like, I feel like something bad would happen.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're going to hit something along the way. Yeah, I just, nautical miles are stupid and knots is stupid to me. But other than that, my other thing, dude, I gotta start sending you these videos because it's really funny content about how messed up the English language is. Because then there's also knots, like rope knots. And it's the same idea, but then nautical miles, whatever. It's all spelled differently. Do you know any knots?
Oh, like tying knots?
Yeah, like a tying a knot, besides like the shoe knot.
I think I know like two or three.
Why do we have so many knots?
I don't know, but I'm wildly jealous of people that know a lot of knots.
Really?
Yeah, I just feel like that's a crazy skill that while you probably don't need it very often, like when you do need it, you're just like a boss. You know what I mean?
I get like, okay, you need to know a knot to tie your boat to the dock. Sure. You need to know a knot to... I can't think of it. You need to know a knot to tie your horse up to the hitching post.
Yeah.
Okay. You need a knot to combine to, here's a good one. I understand the purpose. Let's forget those other two. F those other two off the face of the earth. I understand the need to have a knot that ties two pieces of string together. That's great. I could see that being useful. Ah, dang it. This isn't long enough. Boom. I need a knot for that. The other two, why do I need to have a knot? Like when I could just wrap the thing around there a shit ton of times till it's tangled. You know what I mean? Like, it's so annoying that there's so many different variations of knots.
There's a bajillion. You're right.
And I'd love to learn them, but I just don't care.
Yeah.
I think I'm at the point in my life where I already don't know very much. And anything that goes in is bumping something out. You know what I mean?
I feel like that.
So I think I'm like limited to what I can know. I've reached my hard drive capacity.
I feel like that a lot of times too with certain things.
Yeah.
Like Brandy's got a MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
Every time I get on it, I'm like, what's your login?
Exactly.
And she's like, you know it. And I'm like, no, I don't. And I never will because I have to remember 6 million passwords for work and everything else. So that's one that's not going in the bank.
Yeah.
It never will.
Who knows what you forget when you put that one in there?
Yeah.
You might forget your sister's birthday.
Exactly.
And then you'll be like, wait, when's your birthday?
Yep.
And then it'll tell you, and then you forget a very important password to your bank account. And you're like, oh my god, it's a never ending cycle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I just knots. Let's wrap it up. Knots and Arby's piss me off. But yeah, I'm gonna send you some of these videos though, because they're funny. It's just like how messed up the English language is when it's just a guy that's like pretending like they're naming everything. Oh, we need a name for this, and he's like, okay, sit. And then they're like, okay, well, what about a name for this? And he's like, sat. And he's like, wait, what? Like, it's funny. So, you got any recommendations this week?
I kind of let one of them go. I was actually going to tell people to go watch. What did I tell people to do last week? Watch the Clarkson's Farm. I don't know why I'm stuck on this. Just, go watch this thing.
But, I just started that today, actually.
I was going to say to go watch that movie, Nobody, because damn, it's good.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I'll think of something that's not a watch for the next one, but that's what I'm going with.
I got a recommendation. Don't come to South Dakota for the next 2 weeks. It's annoying already.
Sturgis. Yeah.
Yeah. Sturgis is here and it is alive. So
I believe it.
No, my recommendation this week is, go to a garage sale and just look at some really weird shit and buy it and then see how much you can sell it for. Just give it a shot.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Cause like, I've always had a thought. I know we're trying to wrap, but I've always had a thought that it would be fun to do a show where you just do a show to take, you just pick the amount, whether it's $100 or $1,000, yeah, or $10,000. And you just start with that and you just say, how long does it take? Maybe you do it like 3, 4, 5 people get $1,000 a piece. Yep. And just say, you got a month. You turn this into as much money as you can. Just like buying and selling crap.
Yeah, that's... go. Yeah, everybody go give that a try.
Let's do that show, Netflix.
Take out a $10,000 loan and go buy some stuff. No, that's my rec this week. Is just go to garage sales, dude. They're so much fun. They're cool. So
I haven't been to one for a while. We didn't have very many last year because of COVID. But
yeah, we couldn't really...
We used to go check them out, but
yeah, other than that, go watch Loki. I'm going to do a rapid fire here, different genres. So go to a garage sale, go watch Loki, go eat the Burger King chicken sandwich. Okay. Go listen to your favorite music and go smell. Go. If you have the experience, try and find some liquid ass and give that a sniff. It's like one of the worst smells ever. Or I've never smelled Sir Strummen. I want to smell Sir Strummen.
I don't know what
it's
that
like,
is.
It's like pickled fish. It's like one of the worst smells in the world, apparently.
I thought Ludafisk was like the worst.
Ludacris?
Yeah.
Yeah. So other than that, other recommendation, keep listening to the podcast and share it to your friends. Absolutely. And family, because we appreciate all the support. So I didn't even look at the numbers this week. Just because it was, you know, first time back. So
yeah.
We'll see where we're at here. This one. We're recording this on a Saturday because we got stuff that we both want to do tomorrow. So, but I'm still probably gonna release it on a Sunday. So no early episodes. Anything else you got?
That's it, man.
All right. Todd, as always, good talking to you. Good breaking bread, throwing things in the ocean. Do you know, what Cthulhu is, right?
Like yes.
The monster. Just wondering. Anyways, till next time. Talk to you guys later.
See you, man.
See ya.